Tony Elliott. I am the this year's president of the Missouri chapter of the Wildlife Society.
All right. And we're here today at the Jefferson City Conservation Day here in the third floor rotunda. Could you please, and well, right now we've got 24 other organizations here with us as well. Could you please tell us what your organization is bringing to the table today?
Our organization is based in professional wildlife biologists. So we're reaching out and showing what we do to educate both the public and other wildlife biologists and provide opportunities to wildlife biology students at the universities and colleges throughout Missouri.
So you work with a lot of youth programs then, as far as that goes?
Well, it's mostly more at the university level and the college level, and also with other professional biologists. And so it's providing a forum for interactions of those types of individuals.
Okay. And so how many members and how long has this organization, this chapter, been running?
The chapter's been running since the late 50s, I believe. Late 50s, early 60s. And we have around 200 members throughout the state working in all different facets of wildlife biology.
And then just what do the members do of those members? What do they volunteer to do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I mean, most of them are paid wildlife biologists. You know, they're working in wildlife biology through their jobs, whether it's, you know, deer biologists, turkey biologists, or land managers throughout the state working for the U.S. Forest Service, the Missouri Department of Conservation, the U.S. Army, National Guard. I mean, all of these organizations employ wildlife biologists. And then there's NGO-type things like Quail Forever right here next to us. They employ wildlife biologists. So they're working to manage the wildlife resources of the state.
So you actually work closely with a lot of the other organizations here today, and also, I'm guessing, the legislator a little bit?
Or? Yes. I mean, we comment on legislation that we feel is important to wildlife biology, and we do. We interact with all of these different organizations. A lot of these organizations have membership. Some of them are members of the Wildlife Society also.
And what's sort of the message that you're trying to get across to not only like the legislator and these people, but also just the people of Missouri?
That Missouri has a great conservation heritage, and that we need to work to continue to preserve that, provide opportunities, whether it's any type of outdoor opportunities, whether it's hunting, fishing, wildlife viewing, all of those things are important to provide for the citizens of Missouri.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know? Or?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Thank you so much.